Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Saturday, January 15th. Today on Forbes, predictions for how your job will change in 2022, if you decide to keep it. It's never been dicier to make predictions about the future of work. To figure out what changes and trends we might realistically expect at work in the year ahead, we spoke with corporate leaders, human resources advisors, and technology experts. Here's what to expect on the job in 2022. Number one, the return to office date will be replaced by a return to office set of conditions. It's getting old, the ever-shifting dates, we mean. From last September to this January to now, well, who knows? As a never-ending march of new variants have repeatedly disrupted reopening plans, some companies are scratching target dates entirely, says Brian Kropp, Vice President of Research at Gartner. He says, quote, what they're realizing is they have to shift from dates to conditions that define how open our workplace is. Number two, raises or bonuses will grow, which could lead companies to hire more globally. There's a lot of debate over whether inflation should lead to raises. It's causing pain in workers' wallets, yet once a raise goes into place, it's hard to take it away if prices fall. Yet there are also signs some employers have taken the issue into account, with Gartner reporting that 40% of its human resources clients surveyed plan to make an inflation adjustment to pay. Number three, coordinated vacation will become a lasting part of the corporate calendar. As companies have fought to address the burnout and mental health demands of the pandemic, many have added days off to help people cope. By giving everyone in the company the same day off, it limits getting pulled into meetings, the buzz of email and Slack messages, or a sense of professional FOMO. Etsy, for instance, had its fifth, quote, Breaksgiving Day of 2021, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Several companies, including LinkedIn, Hootsuite, and Bumble, effectively shut down for a week this year. For full coverage, check out Jenna McGregor's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.